Andy Bros World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. I'm still like trippy over the camera thing.
I know. I'm not. I don't think I'm ready for it.
No?
No.
But everyone said, all the comments were like, Natalie's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Someone said they pictured you looking nerdy with glasses.
Which I did when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah, I sure did. Not cute.
Okay, let's talk about the bling.
This is just...
Riley buy that for you?
No. I did like this whole Instagram buying. I bought like 10 things on Instagram, and I never buy things on Instagram.
Oh, dear.
I know.
You've done the Heather thing.
Yeah, I did.
You mean like where it says shop now?
Yeah, and so I looked at it, and I was like, oh, that's good.
So it's Piper Rose on her necklace, which I've seen people wear their kids' names. So I was like, I've been waiting to ask you about it.
Yeah.
Because I saw it in one of your pictures, yeah. And I was like, oh, I wonder if Riley got that.
No,
for
sure did not.
Ugh.
I bought it. But it's a little big, but I love it. I thought it was so sweet.
I love it.
I know.
It's adorable.
And I bought him the kangaroo dad shirt.
What's that?
So I literally have it because I just picked it up.
By the way, that's impressive because I've never liked anything I bought off Instagram.
Oh, I don't love it, but it's just, I don't know. I thought, oh, this looks great. And he talked about it. So it's basically just a shirt for a guy, and it has like a pocket in front of it, and you hold your baby in here. You put your baby in here, and you just hold her instead of having to do like a baby Bajoran. The guys just...
That just doesn't seem like enough support.
Yeah, they just hold her. And it's like so... Everyone's doing it now. They have some for women, too.
I don't know.
Why the face? What's wrong?
I don't know, because men are so stupid. And do they understand that... They need support, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe men just throw it in the pocket there. It's a thin pocket.
I don't know.
What if it rips?
I was at a baby shower. It was a co-ed, and one of the guys was like, yeah, I love it. I just throw her in there, just hold her. That way I don't have to...
Have
the whole like vest thing.
Okay, this might be the safety lady in me, but my whole thing is that the reason you have the harness and the straps and everything is because that baby's secure, meaning you can walk around the house, you could pick things up, you could go on a hike.
I think it's just like an Instagram thing that everyone's doing.
I know, I'm just telling you like what I when I look at it, it's like, oh, that's cute, but that seems not safe to me. Okay.
And then the last thing I bought was, because apparently I guess when you're breastfeeding, one side, the other side just starts leaking.
Oh.
Like a lot.
Is there a plug?
Yeah. Well, so there's this thing.
Okay.
And it was like $12. And it's a portable sort of just, it's almost like a suction cup.
Yeah.
And you basically just suction it on the other side. Well.
Oh, it's like a surgical drain. So you squeeze it and you put it on there and it sucks on. And
it sucks on there. And then while the baby's, doing its thing on the other side. And then you don't waste the milk.
I'm sorry.
You're so gross.
Sorry,
out.
I
mean, look, it's not the sexiest thing, but I mean,
no,
you know,
it's not.
I gotta be prepared.
Yes, you do.
Because I guess you just like leak everywhere. I gotta. I don't know.
Lunch?
Thirsty? Anyone?
Wow, that's a lot of information.
I know. Anyways, but yes.
Yes. Okay, I love the necklace.
Thank you.
I'm okay with the suction. It makes total sense to me, but... And
the shirt, you're not about.
I'm sorry. I just think men are stupid. And you know what's going to happen? God forbid that it's washed a few times. There's a tiny little hole in the corner.
Oh, my gosh, stop.
And then a foot goes through and it rips and they don't really hold them properly. I'm sorry.
Awful.
I don't like the shirt.
Okay.
Before we get started today, dude, you know what it is. It's a fun, unique, and innovative men's hygiene brand known for creating the first flushable wipe for guys ever. Their flagship product, Dude Wipes. Founded by our friends from Chicago and with a little help from Shark Tank's Mark Cuban, Dude Wipes are larger than any other flushable wipe on the market. Dude Wipes are not only a fresher, cleaner bathroom routine, but they're environmentally friendly, made with plant source fibers. Dude brand has other products too, like Dude Shower Body Wipes, Dude Face Wipes, Dude Body Powder. Dude Shower Body Wipes are perfect for active husbands or sons. You know what I mean, especially those teenage sons who are so stinky and don't really have time or access to a shower going from PE back to classes, sports, practices, games, to meet us at dinner. Well, no more boy stank. Driving sons home from practice or games? Get them, Dude Wipes. Available for purchase at Amazon.com and in 15,000 retail stores nationwide, including Target, Walmart, Kroger, and many other regional retailers. But to receive my special offer, go to DudeProducts.com and enter in code Heather20 at checkout to receive 20% off your purchase. That's DudeProducts.com, promo code Heather20 for 20% off your purchase. We have a lot to talk about.
All right, what's there's, going
you know,
on?
I didn't tell you about the comedy club and, you know, all of that thing that I did. But first of all, I don't know. These last few days have just been very difficult.
Why?
Well, here's the good news. Still very balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But within the balance, you still have moments, right? And irritation and fluctuations and the whole thing. So I think I was thinking for like the last 6 weeks, like, I'm just great and nothing's ever going to bother me again. Well, that's not true.
Yeah.
And I'm totally bothered. But here's the thing. So Jen Berman. Okay. So Dr. Jen Berman, you know, I'm mildly in love with her.
Yes.
I think she's my new Mrs. Lee.
Really?
I kind of do.
Do you text her whenever you have an issue?
No. But we're friends. So she'll, and we have stuff going on together right now. So we're texting about like something else and something she's working on that I'm helping her with and whatever. So we're just sort of in contact. But here's the thing. She said something on Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig that was on the show. If you have not listened to it, go listen to it. And I think, I don't know if I'm going to have her back on that show or this show, but she said something, and if I told you this already, I'm sorry, but it just is so significant to me. She was like, women are perimenopausal at age 35. Did I tell you this?
No.
Okay, this is what's in. Okay, so it's mind-boggling and fascinating because when I always thought about the words perimenopausal, to me, it like meant 2 years before you stop getting your period.
Yeah.
Peri, meaning around.
Right.
That's not it. You start being, peri means surrounding menopause. So like some people, it's as early as 30, 35, 38. But in your 30s, you start, you are perimenopausal. Now, people don't like that word because it sounds old. But it doesn't mean you're about to hit menopause. It just means your body is now in this phase where it's changing. And what she says is there are certain things you should be doing in your 30s and in your 40s and not be waiting until you're like on top of it.
She just means like your levels of a checking, like specific levels.
Yeah, but there may be meds you need to be on and whatnot. All right, so this is how I compare it. So when Terry talks about plastic surgery, he always used to say, like, do a little at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be, oh, I'm natural. I do nothing. And then you hit 50 or 55 and you go, wow, I look terrible. And then you get a facelift, you get all this stuff, and you don't really look like you.
Right.
And you look like, you know, you've had all this work done. So you do a little. So maybe like in your 20s, you have facials.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in your 30s, you get like a little Botox. And by the way, I'm not saying everyone needs to do this. I'm just making an analogy. So maybe in your 30s, you get like a little Botox. Maybe you like Sculptra. Maybe you get a little fillers. Maybe you get like a Thermage or some kind of like skin tightening thing. And maybe in your 40s, you know, you have hooded eyelids and you want like a little, I don't know. Like everyone has a different course and a different plan. And some people don't get surgery, et cetera, et cetera. All I'm saying is you do a little, you do maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You do maintenance on your outside. And I think as women, we're so good at doing the maintenance on our outside, but we are not doing the maintenance on the inside.
Right. Because you can't see it. So you don't really understand it.
Exactly. It's like when you're 21 and you only tan your front because you don't see your back.
Right.
And it's more important when you're looking in the mirror how it looks.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
Okay. So same kind of idea. All right. So when I was younger, you know, I was a supplement snob and I just thought you are what you eat and I didn't take anything. But now, you know, not just selling supplements, but, you know, the books that we write and learning from Terry and just really being so into health and wellness, you know, I've learned so much. And now I have like this full pill case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I went from nothing to a full pill case. And yeah, some are prescription medications that Jen's given me. Some, you know, I have a minor little baby thyroid problem and, you know, stuff like that. And then I have all these supplements that I take, which guess what? Make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do those things. So, all right, I'm not going to give you my whole cell, but just by way of example, CoQ10. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we sell a product called IntraQ. And so CoQ10 is this thing. And I know so many people are like, what's CoQ10? Why do I need CoQ10? It's not a supplement. We have CoQ10 in our bodies. We're born with it. It's what keeps our cells young. From the age of 20, not 30, not 49, 20. From the age of 20 on, your CoQ levels start to diminish. Mm-hmm. Your cells get old. And what that means is your insides are getting old. Your organs, your brain, all those things are getting old. You're not functioning as well. And then if you're on a beta blocker or a statin, like if you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, it annihilates your CoQ10.
Crazy.
So you have to take CoQ10. Now, yes, ours is special because it's the right dose and Terry can tell you all about it. And so because, you know, if you just go to the store and say, oh, Dr. DeBrow said 200 milligrams and you take it all, you're basically peeing it out. Mm-hmm. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. If you want to go get ours, that's fine. If you want to get another one, it's okay. But you have to be taking CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Until 5 years ago.
Right.
I wish I had taken it 15 years ago.
Right.
And what about omegas? So when Katarina was a baby, I told you, she went through this thing. They thought she was apraxic, mm-hmm. wouldn't have four words by the age of four. All right. We did all this research and they said, put her on fish oil.
Yeah.
We put her on fish oil and it was dramatic.
Crazy.
Fish oil is magic. Did you ever see that movie Lorenzo's Oil with Susan Sarandon?
No.
Brilliant movie. Anyway, it wasn't just about fish oil, but it was about all these oils that she like healed her son. Omegas are so important for everyone, for brain function, for all these things. Okay, I'm not going to bore you with supplements anymore. You can listen to Dr. Missy Guinea Pig to be bored with supplements. And actually, now that I've said that, we'll go through all the supplements on next week's Dr. Mrs. Guinea Pig show. But my point is, when you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. You can't just eat your way to better health. So I didn't know about this whole hormonal thing. So I'm telling you, ladies, that you need to get your hormones checked in your 30s.
Crazy.
And you need to go to a specialist because the other thing is that the GYNs, who are brilliant and very talented, and I love mine, and she's an amazing surgeon, but they are taught a protocol of what to do. And I had told you that mine told me to go on low-dose antidepressants mm-hmm. as a way of evening things out until I get through menopause. And when I went to Jen, she was like, no. She's like, you're going to lose your libido and your personality is going to flatten out and you may gain weight and you da 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 da. She's telling me all these things. And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know.
Right.
So you need to go to a specialist.
Oh, my goodness. It's like we don't have enough on our plate. I mean, really.
I know, but it made so much sense what she said because she was like, you know, when you're in your 30s and your 40s, you go like this. Oh, I'm tired because I have kids or yep. my job or I just broke up with my boyfriend or my girlfriend is blah, blah, blah. Or the stresses of life, it's just normal. I'm tired. Da, da, da. And then you turn around and now you're older when you could have been taking care of it.
Yeah.
At absolutely. A younger age.
100%.
So I'm just saying, please learn from my mistakes.
But you're feeling good-ish.
No, I think my body feels pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was having like a moment, but I think I'm ovulating. I don't know. It's still like all working itself out, but I mean, like 1,000 times better than what good. It was. So I can't really complain, but I have to. I'm just, these are very busy weeks, these few weeks, and mm-hmm. we're traveling a lot and have a lot going on with the children. So I haven't had a chance to go get my labs redone. Mm. So I need to do that so she can see
if there's been a sort of a change.
Yeah, where I'm at. Meanwhile, we're going to New York on Friday and Federer is out of the finals.
And that's who he wanted.
He wanted to see Federer against Nadal. Djokovic is out. Now Federer's out.
So is he like not wanting to
No. He wants to go. It's such a great experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to the Open years ago and he's never been and he loves tennis. It's just that he was so, I mean, it would have been so epic and I love Federer.
Yeah.
So I'm a little like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're going for more the experience and just being there and
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's so fun and so cool. And it's such high level tennis anyway.
Right.
And so I guess I'm going to have to root for Nadal. Do you know who Nadal is?
No idea.
He's got this whole weird thing he does before, like it's almost a tic. Like he has to touch himself 3 times.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's gross. He like pulls his shorts out of his butt and he like, it's like he's got a whole thing. It's mildly gross, but he's a very talented man. So let's hope he doesn't get kicked out of the finals and it's not two random people that we're watching.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But New York will be good.
Oh, New York's going to be.
That's your guys' like happy place.
Yeah, but I'm irritated with Terry right now, so I just can't get into the little mindset.
The happy
I'm not
part.
Quite there. We had a little moment yesterday about, I'm not going to get into the details of it because it's honestly not that important and it's not that epic, but we had agreed upon something and apparently he turned over what we agreed upon with someone else we work with, and I wasn't there and didn't think to tell me. And so I had to find out through someone else, which I was embarrassed about and did not care for how it was handled.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so there was that. But it'll be fine. I'll get it back together. I'm not angry. I'm just like, whatever.
Isn't it the worst, though, when you have an argument right before their birthday? Because it's almost like,
oh, it's such bullshit.
It's like, ugh, you're the one that screwed up, and now it's your birthday.
Well, he's
so
having
now
two
I have
birthday
to...
trips, so I feel like it's okay.
So you can be like a bitch in one of them?
Yeah, I guess. But I don't want to be a bitch because I'm excited about this trip.
Right.
I was so into him, and I'm really just a little turned off right now.
Yeah.
And then he tried to do that jujitsu thing he does where this is the most ridiculous. Like, he wanted to argue about... literally.
And for you, it was the principle.
It was the principle.
Yeah. And he doesn't get the principle.
Like, what the outcome is, you know, let's say, like, I'll make something up. Like he changed a reservation, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care that you changed the reservation, but the point is that if we said we're doing this thing and we've agreed upon it and we had serious conversations about why we should eat at this restaurant and what time we should go and who should be at the table and where everyone should sit, and it was all very, it was a dance.
Yeah.
And it was all very thought out. And then, like, someone called him and said, hey, no, so we're going to go to Mr. Chow's and I'm inviting these people. And he was like, yeah, okay, that's cool.
Right. And then didn't tell you.
And then didn't tell me until the reservation popped up on my calendar.
Right.
And it was
with,
like,
different people, different restaurant, different time.
Right.
And you're like, what just happened?
Huh? And then I called the maitre d' and said, what's going on? They're like, oh, sorry.
This is awkward.
This is awkward. But your husband said, yeah, that is awkward. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it
was a great analogy.
Thanks. But it wasn't that any of this was so heavy, but it was just the principle of it. And I don't like that culture. Terry used to do this thing where he'd say, sorry, I'm throwing you under the bus, not dear. Terry used to say things like, when he wanted to get out of something, he would say this, well, I can't sell that to my wife.
Oh, I mean, it's smart.
Yes, but why?
But then it throws you.
Yes. He would always say that, or he would say, Heather will go crazy if I do that.
Making you look like the complete.
True. So here's the thing. And this is what I said to him. I said, stop saying you can't sell that to your wife. It puts me as this shrew, bad cop thing.
Yeah.
Be a dude, man. Step up and just say, I'm not doing that. He hasn't done that one in a while, I have to say, but he used to do that.
Uh-huh.
And then what was the other one? My wife will go crazy.
Yeah.
I go, here's the thing. You may be right. Maybe I would go crazy, but that's not for them to know.
Right.
That's for you to know and know that we are a team, and then you to think, I said this, so if I do the opposite, she will go crazy.
Right.
So let me figure out how to handle this.
Right. He just uses you as a crutch.
Well, I'm the scapegoat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just can't stand it because, first of all, it colors the way people see me.
I mean, are we talking like just things with friends?
No, this is business stuff. That's what bothers me about it.
Oh, okay. So it's like bigger things.
Oh, with friends, I don't care because they know me and they go, oh, Terry, you know, what?
Yeah,
it's fine. But with business, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't like being shown in that light, if you will.
I can understand that.
So what happened was it sort of came to a head yesterday. And at first he was like very cool about it.
Okay.
But then I was realizing, oh, this is how you wanted it to happen. I found out and we're going to argue about it a little bit and then you're going to acquiesce, but then you got exactly what you wanted.
Did you text or did you talk in person?
We were texting. You know, sometimes Terry won't answer the phone.
Uh-huh.
So we were texting.
But I thought you guys do better via text now.
It depends. So we were texting, but I was also in the middle of, I was at the Fashion Island Hotel planning Katarina's birthday party. So I had like five people.
Yeah.
She's turning 13. It's a big deal. And so there are all these people around and I'm trying to deal. It was a lot. Anyway, so I eventually he called me And I stepped out into the lobby and we had sort of a heated conversation about it, where again, he did sort of acquiesce at the end, but I just know him so well that the acquiescing really isn't acquiescing. So then I got home and I wanted to look him in the eyes.
Yeah.
And he really tried to jujitsu the whole thing. Yeah. And like, this is so trivial. Why? Like, mean it. Turn it around like, you're ridiculous. Mm-hmm. This is the most ridiculous thing we've ever argued about. And why are you doing this? Life is too short. I work too hard. Blah, 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 blah. He's not wrong. It's trivial. But again, it's the culture that I'm talking about, not actually what we're not the thing.
Yes, yes.
So finally I said to him, I go, listen, I need you to stop talking about me like this. And he goes, I didn't say any of that stuff. I go, but it's the way you behave. It's the, you know, don't ask for permission, beg forgiveness. Let me, I go, you knew last night. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I didn't want to have an argument. And I said, right, because it was your Sunday or Monday, whatever, day off. I said, it was your day off. So instead of having an adult conversation with me and saying, hey, I just found this out. This is what's going on. How would you like me to handle this? Or how should we handle this? Which would have been the adult thing. And I would have said, okay, let me think about this. Okay, well, blah, blah, blah. Instead, you choose to omit, which is lying to me, and let me find out from a third party and then ruin my whole day.
Right.
So you didn't want to ruin potentially your evening, although you could have handled it in a way that wouldn't have ruined your evening. But it was okay for me to find out from this other source and let me spin out on it and ruin my day.
And he reacted.
He finally went, okay, I get it. I get it. Because, you know, yes, yes. I think eventually he understood it. But you know what? He is who he is, and I'm never changing it. But I do feel like those moments, instead of getting pissed, because like Nancy Bell is so smart, and she's always like, sometimes it's just not worth it. And I saw this thing that Ruth Bader Ginsburg said. They asked her the secret to her long marriage. And she goes, sometimes it's good to be a little deaf. Which I thought was the funniest thing.
That's so
I've ever. And she said in business sometimes too, not on the Supreme Court, clearly. But anyway, so I thought that was so funny. But and then Nancy will say, live in peace. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Who cares? It's not important. And she's right also. But I do think that there are certain moments where you have to say, this is not okay.
You got to put your foot down at some point.
But the way I'm getting better at it, I think, is instead of being pissed or upset and crying and going crazy, is that I'm saying, you're not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is not okay with what's going on. And moving forward, you can't do this again.
Right.
So we're really clear.
Yeah. The question is, does he actually
listen? I don't know, but I think that in recent times, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we've had those pointed conversations, because remember we had a thing a few weeks ago and he was like, I was upset on the plane home on the way from Minnesota. And he was like, we didn't even have a fight. Like, why are you so upset? And I'm like, because it's the principle of this thing that's been going on that needs to stop.
Mm-hmm. Does he ever pick anything at you or no? Like, does he ever get upset with you where he's like, hey, this isn't cool or no? Are you perfect?
I'm perfect. Ding. No, he gets irritated with me.
You're laughing. No, he doesn't.
No, he does. This is why he gets it, because I do things like this. We'll be having a conversation, and as soon as he leaves the room, then I'll tell him something.
Oh.
He hates that. he hates that we have that towel warming drawer next to the shower.
Yes.
And I'll take one out, and 9 out of 10 times, there's two.
Yeah.
There's two drawers, so there's 4 potential hot towels, but for some reason, we only leave the top drawer on. So there's 2 towels side by side. I take it out, and I leave the other one in there.
Yeah.
But I don't replace the other one.
Okay.
And that irritates him.
Okay, but it's like little things that irritate him. For you, it's like big, fundamental.
No, sometimes I like over, you know me, I'm a planner. I'll overtalk things.
Yeah.
I overplan things. I'll tell him the schedule too many times. Like, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, I totally irritate him.
You're perfect. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Perfect.
But I think you guys are going to get, it sounded like you guys talked about it. So hopefully New York will be good.
I'll get it back together.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. You know, the capsule collection and the YouTube stuff. It's just a lot of projects going on.
Mm-hmm.
And your trip is imminent. And someone wrote,
I know.
I got a bunch of messages like, so is Natalie packed appropriately to leave on the boat? And so funny. Oh, man.
I've not even packed yet, but I will be soon.
We're going to take a quick break here, but I wanted to take the time to thank today's sponsors who keep the podcast free. Check out the links to their deals in the show description, as well as the link to my Amazon influencer page that helps out the show while you shop. Speaking of sponsors, you're adventurous and inquisitive. You're open to trying new things. You're curious about astrology, but don't know how to take this first step. If this sounds like you, or hey, if even it doesn't, you should check out the Parcast Network's new astrology podcast, Horoscope Today. Parcast now has a daily horoscope podcast for all 12 signs of the zodiac. These 2 to 3 minute daily podcasts will give you daily guidance and affirmations tailored specific for your zodiac sign by a professional team of astrologers. This series is the very first of its kind in the podcast space. You can listen to a brand new horoscope for every sign every day. Check out your friends. Check out your spouses, too. Listen daily to find out what the universe has in store for you. Find Horoscope Today for free on Spotify and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Simply search your zodiac sign and the word today. For example, Aries today, Gemini today, or Capricorn today. That's me. Or visit parcast.com/horoscope to visit now. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
It's time to turn it up with your new favorite podcast, Expeditiously with T.I. here on Podcast One. Join the rapper, entrepreneur, family man, and activist as he bridges the gap and sheds light on important social topics and much more in an authentic, eyebrow-raising way that might make you want to pull out your dictionary. Download new episodes of Expeditiously with T.I. every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
We need to talk about this thing I heard about Housewives, by the way.
Yes, let's talk about it. I don't watch this show. I follow Tamara, but that's it. So I don't know what's going on.
I was supposed to see Tamara this weekend.
Okay.
Because, all right, so Jay, you know my friend Jay. Jay and Peter and Tamara and Eddie have these friends, mutual friends.
Okay.
So they all know each other.
Yep.
And it's Tamara's birthday. It was her birthday this past Monday. And it was their friend Kelly's birthday last weekend. So Jay was putting together like a little birthday party for Kelly. And so she invited us to a barbecue Sunday night. And I was like, yes, great, perfect. Love to go. And I was excited because Tamara and I have been trying to have plans or whatever. And then she like texted me 2 days before and said, oh, Eddie thought it was Saturday.
Oh.
Can you do Saturday? And I'm like, I can't. I have plans with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. And so she was like, oh. And I go, we'll try to stop by. Like, and she was like, okay, great. I'm like, okay. I guess we weren't the important part of the equation. No, but it was fine. But they're really good friends. So it made sense.
Yeah.
Like, if they could all be there, perfect. But anyway, so Saturday was the one day that I knew that I would have all the kids together all day, all night. Because I knew on Sunday this one had a party at night. This one had a place to go in the morning, whatever. So we didn't end up going. But then Terry ran into Pete the next day at the gym, and they were talking about this thing, because I don't watch the show either. Do you know what a train is?
Like a sexual train?
Yeah, do you know what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like with three people, right?
No, that's not what I heard.
Isn't it like...
That's not what Terry told me, but Heather's laughing. Do you know what that is?
Isn't it like...
My mom's going to be mad when she hears this. Okay. It's when like there's like one lady and like a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, training.
Oh, right, maybe. Oh, one, wow, I've been...
Do you know this intimately, Heather?
I mean, I did go to college.
So did I, but dear. So this
that's what, right, yes.
Terry
right.
told me this. The gal
yeah.
is there, and then the guys line up and bang her one after the other.
Right.
Like they're in a line like a train. Here's what I want to know.
Or like
we may have to ask Colin this. He's a dude. What, like, would you ever want to be 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Oh, wait. Or isn't it like one in the front, one in the back? No, is that not a train? Is that just a threesome? Oh, I'm getting very confused.
No. One. You mean like one in both holes?
Yeah. Why don't we just Google what...
That is a different name.
I don't want to start getting pop-ups, though.
What's it called?
Is it...
Come on, you could say it.
Well, Eiffel Tower is probably the most PG name for it.
The Eiffel Tower?
I don't even understand.
She loves Paris.
I love Paris, but I... No, thanks.
You guys can high five.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. They call it an Eiffel Tower because one guy's in the front, one guy's in the back, and they can high five like the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my gosh.
I'm dead.
Wait, so what's a train then, technically?
Is it five guys? Terry said it was five guys.
I just know it's a number of guys.
By the way, Colin, for all of you listening, Colin is our fabulous videographer, and he's giving us insight. It's five guys?
It's a number of guys. I don't think there's a determinant.
Terry said five. I don't know if that's true.
That's a lot.
So from what I understand, this is a big conversation on Orange County Housewives, this train
Why?
That Kelly did.
And they're talking about it on the show?
I only saw a clip of it. So people are going to... I mean, I didn't see a clip. I saw like an Instagram post. I have to ask Tamara, but I didn't really do a deep dive into it because I was kind of horrified when Terry told me what a train was.
Right.
But it seems like they were done filming and they were in a car driving somewhere, but they still all had their mics on. Mm. And so all the audio is captured, and so it became a thing.
Oh, no. And now it's a storyline.
And now it's a storyline.
Eek.
Yeah.
That's so hard. I mean, I would love to know details now.
I don't. I just think it's so gross. Look, you know what? I don't know. This is just me.
Yeah.
But... Although people I run into, they all say the same thing. They always say, like, I love watching Beverly Hills because they go to these awesome places and I want to see the fashion and I want to see their houses mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And I think that even though I don't really watch it, like, regularly, like, I'll turn it on every once in a while or you know, if we're having someone on the show. And, you know, I love Kyle and Lisa and
yeah.
all them. And, you know, I ran into Vanderpump a couple months ago. I like to see... Yeah, like you were talking about the place you want to get married in Provence and that you saw on
right.
the show. So like if that was on, I would watch it because I want to see
right.
that.
Right.
I don't want to hear about people's sexual lives.
Well, I will say this. I think it depends.
I mean, in that way.
Exactly. Because I think, you know, like in Beverly Hills, they went glamping and the girls are talking about sexual things, right? But it's funny. Like, it was like around a campfire and they're all laughing and like, right. oh my God, you did this and haha, you did that. That's so
different.
Right. This seems very dirty and like
glow.
Yeah.
Gross base, as I would say.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like, I'm not against talking about sexual things.
Right.
It's totally fine. I'm not a prude. I just...
There's a way of... Yeah.
Ugh,
although, I mean, I'm sure Kelly didn't want that out there either, so I'm sure it sucks for her too, especially...
Oh, I can't even imagine. She's a mom. Like, who needs to know this stuff? But that's, you know, that's what you sign up for when you...
so hard.
When you do reality television. I mean, that's just...
Right.
That's just kind
of... And production is able to use things like that. Like, if they say,
mm-hmm.
mics are off... And
there is no off.
There is no off?
Not really.
Like, you got to be home in your door, like, behind your own doors in order to have those conversations.
Yeah.
Because there's so many conversations that happen, obviously, off camera, which
everyone
knows.
Yeah, but
then
what happens? You have a conversation off camera in your house, and that person goes and tells someone, and then it becomes a thing.
Right.
You're never safe.
God, that's
a lot of pressure, man. How was your holiday weekend?
How was my holiday weekend? It was good. I bought a mattress. By the way, I did not know so many people had personal opinions about mattresses. Holy moly. But we ended up going, we went to brunch. Okay. And we went mattress shopping.
Probably I saw your picture.
Not a good idea.
It was very funny.
Whew. Getting up and out of those mattresses was a pain in the butt.
Where'd you go? Bloomingdale's?
We just went to off 17th Street. It was like a sit and sleep.
Oh.
And they were having a sale. A Labor Day sale.
Nice.
So we went. We laid on a bunch of them. Honestly, it's mainly for him because he has such bad back problems.
Right.
And I'm uncomfortable right now anyways. So we found one. It was like a Sealy. It was good. I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
It goes up and down.
It does?
It does.
You're so old. You got an up and down
I
one
did.
Like
I mean,
hospital
I really wanted the one that vibrated, but we didn't go with that one because it was a little bit more firm. I like a little bit more.
You want it
soft.
To vibrate?
Yeah. It's so cool.
Really?
And your feet can go up. Oh, it's so.
You got one where your back goes up and your feet goes up? You got the old lady mattress?
Yeah, it's so great.
And is it split?
No, I didn't want to do the split because you can really feel it.
So if you want to go up, he has to go up.
Yes. Sorry.
How's that going to go?
No, and he was like, I think this is good because with the baby and everything, uh-huh. if I have to like sit up a little bit, he's like, yeah, I can totally do that. We found like a happy medium.
That's so funny. I never would have pictured you doing
really?
That. Yes.
I'm surprised you guys wouldn't want one.
No.
No?
No.
Why? What's wrong with it?
No, it just reminds me of like
death?
Know. Yes. It's like a hospital bed.
It's not that bad. It really isn't.
Let's recheck that in 6 months and see how that mattress is doing.
What did you guys do?
So
you had the day with the kids Saturday.
We had dinner with Dina and Mark on Friday.
Right, fun.
Which was so fun. And it was Dina's birthday. We had a great time. It's fun. You know what was cool about it? So I've been friends with Dina. I've known Dina longer than Terry.
Yeah.
So I've known her a long time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we met our husbands together, had our babies, like everything.
So cool.
And she's an actress. Her husband's a director. And, you know, we've been together through all of our life stages, but, like, not on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in L.A., and then we moved down here, and then they eventually moved down here, and they lived down here, and now we're talking about... Anyway, so we're having dinner. We were talking about what stages our kids are in. They have one that's a senior in high school,
okay.
and one that's going to be a freshman next year. So we were talking... She's in eighth grade. So we were talking about, like, the next stages and moving back to L.A., moving back to New York. And... Mark was like, you know what's funny? He goes, I somehow weirdly see us in this in some next stage after the kids are all gone doing our next chapter together all in New York.
Really?
Yeah, and it was kind of cool. And I thought, how funny that we started out here. Dean and I started out together and, you know, living these lives or whatever. And then how fun to like have the next chat. I don't know. It was a fun conversation.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you guys were what, in your 20s?
Mm hmm.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That's a lot of years.
A lot of years.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, it's funny. We've all like kind of wanted to work together off and on, and there hasn't the right thing. Like, I almost did a TV show with Mark.
Yeah.
Like, what, 2 years ago? And it fell through. But I pitched them this musical I want to do.
Uh-huh.
And that he's totally into it. So,
really?
Yeah, we're talking about maybe doing that. Because Dean has been on Broadway.
Yeah.
It's like, it was so funny. Anyway, it was just a really fun, like, easy. You know what I really love about my friends? Mm-hmm. First of all, the circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But what I really love about it is that anytime we go out with someone, it's just easy.
Yeah.
It's fun. There's laughter. There's no one's got like an agenda at the table. There's no one's competitive. No, it's just like.
You don't leave thinking, who's going to say what about tonight?
Right.
Yeah.
Ever. I never think about it ever.
Yeah.
And even though like sometimes like, you know, I'll tell a story or something, I am so curious to hear, you know, what's going on and hear everyone's stories and just listen and engage.
Yeah.
I just love it. It's so nice.
That is great.
So we had a great time with them. Saturday, we went to South Coast Plaza.
Yeah.
And we hung out and hung out with the kids and we went around shopping and I may have bought a few little things and Nikki and Max each had a friend with them.
Okay.
But it was just cool. So it was like, oh, Victoria came with us because I was thinking that Kat and Coco had to separate and go do something else for a few minutes because they don't like the bougie stores. And so we did that. So it was me and Victoria and six kids and it was just fun.
That's awesome.
And then Terry met us for dinner and we had dinner at On Key.
Nice. And he worked during the day or he had it off and he was just home?
He had it off.
Okay, that's good.
He was off all weekend.
Good.
He had it off.
So you just basically let him do whatever you wanted to do and then join us for dinner.
Yes.
Again, perfect wine.
Yeah, but you want to know something? Huh. So we were at dinner and I'm like, did you have a good movie time or whatever? And he was like, well, you know, you texted me.
Stop. Stop. Like, you ruined his day. Why did you text him?
I can't, now I have to go back and look. I can't remember if I texted him or he texted me, to be 100% honest. Oh, I think I texted him because the kids, the way I had planned it out timing-wise, they were like kind of ready to eat.
Uh-huh.
And it was, we're supposed to have dinner at 6. And it was like 5 o'clock. And I knew I could like hold them off, or maybe it was 4:45. So I knew I could hold them off probably till 5:30.
Uh-huh.
But 6 was like kind of pushing it. So I texted him. I'm like, hey, the kids are starving. And he goes, okay, do you want me to come there now? I go, if you could be here by 5:30, that would be great. This was 4:45. So did I take 20 minutes from him? He was going to be there at 6.
So he said.
So he was like, well, you know, you texted me and, you know, I had to leave earlier. And I was like, it was like a half hour. Relax.
God forbid.
Anyway. But had a really nice dinner with them. And then on Sunday, okay. So originally I had told the twins they could have all these kids over because I did it like a year ago and I was going to have it catered or whatever. And they decided they didn't want to do that. And they had a party to go to Sunday night anyway. And I said, okay, fine. This is a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So then I was planning out the weekend and I talked to all the kids and Katerina's like, can I have some friends over? I go, yes, but I don't really actually want to do a huge party now because that was getting closer and I didn't have a caterer and simple.
Yeah.
I said, but you could have some friends over, no problem. So I go, do it from 12 to 4. I could scoop out pineapples if you want and, you know, swim in the pool and whatever. So she says to me, actually the day before, she's like, so for my party tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And, you know, Katerina's like me. Like, she likes a party. And I was like, whoa. How many people are you having over? And she said, 12.
Oh.
So I was like, look. And she's like, well, aren't you catering? And I'm like, no. Remember we talked about this? I go, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get pizzas. I'm going to do a great Sunday bar for all you guys. I'm not going to do the pineapples because I just find that sometimes when I make them for the kids, they take two sips and then they put them down. I just feel like I'm wasting so much pineapple. And then, but I said, but if you want me to make the pineapples, I will.
Yeah.
But if you're okay with it, let me just do a Sunday bar. She's like, yeah, that's fine. So we went back and forth. Then she was fine with everything. Party, we'll do all the blow-ups for her. Great. So it was all kids, all day. Plus, I was doing, like, busy work that I had to do on my computer and, you know, watching all that stuff. But she had a great time, so it was good. And then that night, we went out with the Bellows, and we went out, and Lindsay and Craig.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had a great time. So great, fun dinner. It's never enough time.
Yeah.
Never enough. Yeah. And you know what's... Although I loved being with everyone, I almost wish I could have had two separate dinners because, like, I never got to finish a conversation with Nancy and I never got to finish a conversation with Lindsay.
Oh, no.
But not in a bad way.
Yeah.
It was all really fun and really good. But, like, the Bellows are going away for 2 weeks and I'm traveling, so I'm not going to see Lindsay. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to make alternative dinners now.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love that too. But it was fun. Let's talk about fancy drinks because we have this new sponsor that I'm so excited about, LaCroix. It's spelled LACROIX. To be honest with you, I used to think it was like La Croix, but it's not. It's LaCroix. And it was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment, flavor, and my favorite, sparkle, with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. The innocence of naturally essenced LaCroix has propelled it to America's top-selling branded domestic sparkling water.
Enjoy LaCroix sparkling water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. LaCroix is a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle, and it's available nationwide. For a full list of retailers, go to www.lacroixwater.com. LaCroix is 25 flavors, all made with natural sources and fruit essences. The LaCroix family only also has 6 LaCroix Curate flavors, the fancy blends, pineapple, strawberry, cherry, lime, blackberry, cucumber, and so many more. With no caffeine or alcohol, only naturally essenced flavor. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check them out at www.lacroixwater.com. And then Monday on Labor Day, I labored.
Oh, good.
I was wondering if you were going to labor.
No.
No, I mean, I labored.
What do you mean you labored?
I had a conference call with Italy.
Uh-huh.
First, so I went
to
the
gym. Like busy.
I was
all
working.
Day.
Yeah, I worked. Like I had a conference call with Italy, and that was about 45 minutes. And then I had a call after that with Minnesota, and then I had to go home and take some videos and make some things. And you know, it was working.
Yeah.
And the twins were studying. Mm-hmm. And then I looked up and it was like 2:30 and I went, you know what? I need to do something else. Mm-hmm. So I put on a swimsuit and I grabbed Coco and Terry and we went in the pool.
Good.
And we hung out for a while. And that was very nice. Mm-hmm. But then I realized like, I really wanted to have like a TV moment in the theater and go watch my show. But there was no time.
But why?
Because now it's like 4 and, you know, I got to get kids ready for school the next day.
Yeah.
And Terry thought that the tennis match was on at 7. He sort of geeked because it was on at 4, which was fine. But he was like, do you want to see Rocket Man? I go, okay, that's a great plan. I'm like, I'm going to finish my work. I'm going to get the kids ready for school. Let's take out whoever wants to come out to dinner with us for an early dinner. And then we'll go watch Rocket Man.
Yeah.
So we did that. We took Kat and Coco, went down to Bluefin Sushi, had dinner, came up to watch Rocket Man, and one of the kids would not leave me alone.
Oh.
And it was so obnoxious because it was homework.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. That should have been done, I don't know, any time before Monday night. And was texting me, I need to interview you about these pictures that you gave. I'm like, well, why the second?
Yeah.
And then I found out later it wasn't even due the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just about
I was like sitting in the theater like, are you kidding me? It's like
my
this.
One moment.
And now that you're going to become a mother, let me teach you something. Uh-huh. You're never going to go to the bathroom alone again, ever. Ever.
I mean, I'm okay with that, though.
No. You're not.
Why?
Because sometimes you just want to go to the bathroom and you don't want someone walking in.
Yeah. You also have 4 kids, though. You got a lot of
mothers over the world are listening to this right now that have, especially the ones with one child and going, yep. It's the craziest thing. So,
yeah.
I mean, I hate to equate it to that, but I don't get those moments. So I was sitting there and I had a snack and I was excited and I was watching the movie and it was like a barrage of text messages.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So what did you do?
I answered them and I was irritated.
Oh,
and I was irritated in my answers. Are you kidding me? Why are we doing this on Monday night?
Yeah.
And then I answered all the questions and then the kid was like, well, I don't know if that's enough. Come up here.
Oh, no.
I'm 2 floors down. Come up here. I go, no, I'm not coming up there. By the way, walk your ass down here.
Right.
If you need it so bad.
It's your homework, not mine.
I know. It's not my problem. God.
Next time, it's when is this due?
Well, I assumed it was the next day.
Right.
But then when we were in the car on the way to school, I was like, the kid made a comment. I'm like, it's not due? Are you kidding me?
You ruined Rocket Man.
Rocket Man's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really good.
That's so great.
It was so funny. So, and then, all right, so because I was, so my, let me wrap up my irritation with the Terry thing. So because I was irritated, uh-huh. so
all right, whatever. So we saw the movie. That was fine. Get up the next day. I take the four of them to school, which I'm really enjoying. I mm-hmm. really love.
You got it down now?
I do. I could do it 3 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, all four in the car. Everyone's good.
Good.
And they get it now, so it's fine. And Max is now saying to move her driving test because she's not going to take it.
Why?
Because she can't drive.
She's just nervous, maybe.
She's not practicing. And she refuses to drive when Nikki's in the car, which is a problem.
Yeah. Can Nikki parallel park and all of that? Can you do it?
No, we haven't worked on that yet.
Oh.
We have time. But he's a really good driver.
Yeah, that's good.
Do they have to parallel park?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What?
Heather's saying no, but each state is different? Some of them, they make you just back up on a street.
Yeah, right? But California, you don't have to parallel park.
Oh, I had to parallel park too.
Yeah.
But now they have a thing in your car that'll parallel park for you. So you could just hit the button.
I mean, you could.
So then I go from here to here to here to here to here. Will not bore you with my day. But I had a ton of stuff to do on 12 different projects, and I'm running around, and I managed a 30-minute VersaClimber workout. That thing is hard.
Is it?
You sweat.
That's good.
Yeah, I love the teacher.
It's good
She's
to switch
so
it up.
Cute.
Yeah.
It's called like the XXX Climb or something like that.
Okay.
At that Trim Studio at the camp.
Okay.
So good. Anyway, and you can do anything for 30 minutes, right? I mean, it's like nothing.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I'm going about my day. I mean, I don't even have time to go home and shower. I am in my disgusting, stinky clothes. Okay, so I have to go. I had a meeting with the accountant. I had that. See, I'm boring you with the details. But anyway, I had to go over to the hotel where I'm having Kat's birthday party.
Yeah.
So I go over there. I'm having this meeting. I'm dealing with Terry and, you know, other things that I'm, you know, sort of interfacing with, planning the whole party. And then Nicole and Rochelle were with me, and we sat down in the lobby, and we were planning out the holiday decor mm-hmm. for the house. So we were doing that. All the while I'm dealing with the Terry thing, and I'm just like irritated. And then I realized, oh my God, I have to go, because I have to go grab the kids, right?
Yeah.
So Max and Nikki were handled, so I don't have a snack for them. And boy, the Four Seasons Hotel has the best little, like, grab-and-go shop.
Yeah.
The best.
The Four Seasons.
Sorry, it used to be the Four Seasons. The Island Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Island Hotel.
Best little. Like, when did you change the venue?
No. Remember, it used to be the Four Seasons. Anyway, they have the greatest little grab-and-go. Like, they had yogurt parfaits and, like, the nice cheese. Like, really lovely little snacks.
Oh, good.
And then I got Kat her. They had those Maui onion chips, those ones she loves. So I'm like, oh, she's going to love this. And I was so excited about her party. And I was like, yay. So I get in the car and I drive down to school. I have no gas in my car.
Oh.
And when I say no gas, it's so bad that I have to turn on the thing that shows me how many miles I have left.
Right.
And it got below that. And now it just says low.
Oh, that's the scariest one.
Low is bad. And not only is low bad, but I'm now on carpool line idling.
Oh, shit.
So, because I'm assuming I have 30 miles, but what does that mean when you're idling?
Is your air conditioning on?
Hell yeah, yes.
That's no bueno.
So now I'm nervous, right? And I'm worried. And Kat starts calling me and she's like, where are you? She does this every day, by the way. As if she's ever been left at school, or as if I'm not never on time.
An abandoned child.
Abandoned child, or as if I'm chronically late. I'm always on time. I'm always there. Most of the time, I'm early and in the front. So I go, I'm on the carpool line. I'm here. She's like, where? I'm like, I am at this. I go, I'll text you as soon as I go and park. And I go, but I have no gas in my car, so you got to, like, come out. She's like, all right. So I put it in park, and I go, I'm sitting right next to the reception window. She goes, great. I can't do a tumbleweed noise.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tumbleweed's coming by. Where are you? And where's your sister? Because they call Coco, but she's not coming out. No one is coming out, and I'm sitting there idling with no gas in the air conditioning. And I was scared to turn the car off because then I thought,
What if
it doesn't turn back on?
Yeah.
What if there's so little gas that it won't even turn back on? That would be a disaster. And then I'm stuck here sitting in the carpool line, and everyone has to go around me, and that's very embarrassing. So I'm texting her. She's not responding. I'm calling her. She's not answering.
Talk about anxiety attack.
Oh, no, now I'm irritated. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, she's vibing me about where I am. And I'm sitting right here. It's a big car. You can't really miss that big black Escalade. And then finally, she calls me back. And I'm asking them, I go, can you find Coco? Like, why is no one bringing her out? Because usually it's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Kat saw Coco, grabbed her, and they were sitting there because they were looking for a white car.
Oh, no.
That I don't drive.
Oh, no.
Why? I mean, we have a white car, but I never drive the white car.
Right.
Why would you be looking for the white car?
And she wasn't answering her phone.
No.
So
she was probably just sitting there talking to Coco and looking for white cars. Anyway, they finally get in and I'm handing them everything and I'm like trying not to be irritated. And then she's like, by the way.
Oh, no.
So when we did the invitation, the paperless post, she wanted to write formal attire.
Yeah.
I go, you can't write formal because people are going to think it's like a tuxedo or a gown.
Yeah.
Formal's like formal.
Yeah.
I go, you can write semi-formal.
Yeah.
Or you can write like dress dressy or dress to impress. So she decided on dress to impress. She gets in the car, she shuts the door and she goes, well, thanks, because now everyone is talking to me and no one understands what dress to impress means. Really?
I mean, this is like, bless you.
Thank you.
That's so hilarious.
Like, this is the worst thing I've ever done.
Were you like this, though, when you were her age?
No, would I have said thanks a lot? People are talking to me. And what I should have said was good.
At least people are talking.
At least people are talking to you. And you know what the truth is? People just want to, you know, like, talk about it.
Right.
Like, oh, what does that mean? I'm sure what they said. I'm sure they weren't like, what does that mean? I'm sure they said, what does that mean? Are you wearing a dress? Should I wear this?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was perfectly fine. So irritated. And now I'm like, is she kidding me? Because I just came from the hotel, spending a fortune. This is very important to her. And I'm doing all these cool details for her. And, oh, I was not happy.
And you have no gas.
And I have no gas. And I stopped and got you, like, an epic snack.
Yeah. Oh.
And I got the snack rather than go to the bathroom. So I have to pee.
You're in sweaty clothes.
I'm in sweaty, stinky clothes. No snack for me, by the way. And I've just spent all this time and I'm irritated with your dad. And now you get in the car and the first thing you tell me is this.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was so petty. I go, she goes, can I have the snacks? I go, no. I put them in my lap.
You did not.
I did. And I drove around the corner, and there's no gas station. And I'm like, I don't even know where a gas station is because it's a new school.
Yeah.
And Coco goes, why don't you Google it? I'm like, that's a good idea.
Smart.
So we're at the stoplight, and I Googled it, and it was like right there. And I'm like, okay. So now I was like,
now you can have your snack back.
Here's your snack. I'm like, your Maui chips.
Your favorite.
Favorite chip.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and then she does this thing where I'm like, well, I'm just so irritated. She's like, well, I go, why do you do that? That's so ungrateful.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, she goes, all right, well, you said that. So I got over it. But now you're making me upset about it again. I go, no, this is not my fault. You can't come in my car and rag on me. That's the first thing you do.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's also more on the sensitive side. So it was probably like three kids.
Yes, but there's strangely a bit of entitlement going on here that I'm not caring for. It started at the mall the day before or two days before. With the my party and what I'm doing for and not doing for.
Yeah.
And she's the sweetest, best kid. We always call her the good one. So to see her be going through like these teenage moments is like really depressing. But basically, she's a fabulous kid, so you make a lot of allowances for it, but I don't want this trend to continue.
Agreed.
So I gave the snacks. We got to the gas station, and I go, here's what's going to happen. I go, you owe me an apology, because that was not nice.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, thanks. That landed.
Yeah.
And so I go, I'm going to go pump the gas, and then when I come back in, let's start over here. So I got out of the car, pumped the gas, because I was nowhere near so sorry. And got back in the car, and I just ignored her, like, almost non-comments, and then finally she started talking.
Yeah.
And then we talked about the whole thing. We talked about
the party.
Okay. We talked about her day. We talked about her audition for the next day for the school show. We talked. And then I had her back.
Okay, good. And you got over it.
But
how do you as a mom, though, get over being irritated?
Sometimes you do
you just
sometimes you don't.
Learn how to not take things personal anymore?
No, sometimes you're so petty and awful and then you regret it later, but it's human nature and you have to just go with it.
Yeah.
So she's excited about the party, and then we go home, and But this is just her right now. It's very mercurial. She, oh, sorry. By the way, you're going to ask, so it's Shantikai T. Rose. Love it. 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a TrueCash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate TrueCash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises, and then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. So Terry was doing a live thing from the house for Shop HQ. Nikki had his tutor. I had Samara coming over to work on some stuff. And so there was a lot going on in the house.
Yeah.
And Katarina wanted me to help her work on her audition song. Mm-hmm. And I said, great. You know, let me finish this and then I'll do that with you. And I was like, can I have dinner first? And then she's like, no, can we play? I go, yes, fine. I go, give me 5 minutes. I will be downstairs. In the meantime, I was walking by the front door and Terry goes, he wanted me to come on for the cell for a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
So I went on in his office and I did it with him for like 5 minutes. So I was probably 5 minutes late to walk downstairs. Yeah. So now she's mad.
Mm.
So I go down to the music room and she's like, I've already done it. I'm like, okay. So I go, come into the gym with me because I like to go on the elliptical while I'm vocalizing.
Yeah.
So I go, come in the gym with me and let's do this. And she's like, okay. And then she just sat there. She didn't want to do it. It was
mopey.
Like the face, mopey. I go, okay, you may go. Bye. So she walked out. I finished vocalizing. We had dinner. Federer lost the match. Very depressing. And then I went upstairs to Kat and I thought, okay. You know what? We have so much in common and we're just like butting heads. And I know this is going to happen, but let me just fix this. So I sat down with her and we had this amazing conversation about auditions, what it's like to audition, how she feels prepared, the things she's worried about.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her sort of, I tried to do it in a way that wasn't like my mom, because my mom always makes it everything about herself,
yeah,
which I don't want to do with them. But having said that, when you have an expertise in an area or if you've had an experience, that's how you relate things,
right,
is from your experience. So I was really careful to listen to everything. And then, you know, I gave her advice, whatever. And then I walked out and I was doing something else and she texted me and she's like, thank you so much. That was the best advice ever and best pep talk. And you made me feel so comfortable.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was really sweet. And then even when I kissed her goodnight, she was like, really sweet. This morning we had a nice moment. And I go, listen, after school, you know, go to the bathroom. It's really good to vocalize in the bathroom. Find one that no one goes
your
to.
Tips.
Yeah. I was telling her about like when we did the Angel Stadium, that anthem, how I practice in the bathroom. And I'm like, and then call me.
Yeah.
I go, if you want to talk to me, because, you know, do you remember like in junior high and high school, when they have these auditions, they talk like, well, who do you think is going to get this? And don't you think so-and-so is better for that? And they like come up with all this crazy stuff. And then, you know what? I'm going to save this for tomorrow because I gave her a piece of advice that I gave to my friend Marissa on the elliptical trainer yesterday that I want to share with everyone. So stay tuned for that. And Jessica Yellen's going to be on the show tomorrow, who's amazing. And I love her. You guys are going to flip. You're going to love her. Thank you for listening to today's show. And thanks again, our fabulous sponsors. Be sure to check out the show description for links to Dude Wipes, LaCroix Sparkling Water, the Horoscope Today podcast, TrueCar, and my Amazon influencer page. Hey, guinea pigs, if you applied to be a part of the DeBro Keto Fusion Diet guinea pig group, check your emails today. And congratulations. And also, don't forget, if you want to watch us, you can now watch us on YouTube. Go to Heather Dubrow on YouTube, and you're going to see all my playlists there, and you can watch us and have a visual. All right. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.